This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged G20 nations to shift from profit-driven innovation to a model that focuses on humanity, equity, and global cooperation. He said that technology should be human-centric, global, and open source. Mr. Modi noted that India's digital ecosystem follows this vision, helping the country lead the world in digital payments. The Prime Minister was addressing the third session on a fair and just future for all, critical minerals, decent work, artificial intelligence, at the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. Prime Minister Modi announced that India will host the AI Impact Summit in February 2026 themed Sarvajan Hitai Sarvajan Sukhai, Welfare and Happiness for All, and invited all G20 nations to participate. Speaking at the India-Brazil-South Africa Leaders Meeting in Johannesburg, the Prime Minister said that it is not merely a grouping of three nations, but an important platform linking three continents, three major democracies, and three major economies. Meanwhile, the 12th G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg concluded last evening. The theme of this year's summit was solidarity, equality, and sustainability. Prime Minister Modi met several world leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg. He met his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni, and the two leaders had a productive discussion on deepening ties across trade, investment, defense, innovation, AI, space, and education. They also unveiled a joint initiative to enhance cooperation against the financing of terrorism, reinforcing shared commitment to global security. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also held a meeting with Canadian PM Mark Carney. Both leaders agreed to further advance bilateral relations in the coming months, particularly in trade, investment, technology and innovation, energy and education. The leaders also agreed to begin negotiations on a high-ambition, comprehensive economic partnership agreement aimed at doubling bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. PM Modi also met Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi, Netherlands PM Dick Schoof, and Jamaican PM Andrew Holness. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India and Israel are considering implementing their proposed Free Trade Agreement FTA in two phases to ensure early benefits for the trade community of both countries. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath of office of the Chief Justice of India to Justice Suryakant at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Justice Khan succeeds incumbent CJI Bhushan R. Gavai. Justice Suryakant will take oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India CJI, marking the beginning of his 14-month tenure in the country's highest judicial office. Indian Navy will commission Mahi, the first Mahi-class anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft, at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai today. Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, will preside over the ceremony. It will be hosted by Flag Officer Commanding-in-Chief of Western Naval Command, Vice Admiral Krishna Swaminathan. Ministry of Defence said the commissioning of Mahe will mark the arrival of a new generation of indigenous shallow water combatants that are sleek, swift and resolutely Indian. Mahe is built with over 80% indigenous content and showcases the country's growing mastery in warship design, construction and integration. Israel yesterday claimed it has killed senior Hezbollah commander Haitham Ali Taptabai in a precision airstrike in Beirut, southern suburbs, in what officials described as one of the most consequential eliminations. And that's the end of this news bulletin.